Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Of course, it's a great day for compassionate conversation, creativity, great music. On the 80 Bit Dark Alicia, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and Jesus. How are you? I know, another crazy week. In the rear view, but it never ends. We'll take in the cultural cacophony. Share some thoughtful commentary along the way. Some great music got lined up for you, including your Forgotten 45s in the mix, of course. And you in the mix, of course, as well. You're listening live. It is Saturday, June 13th, believe it or not. At 12 noon at West, 2 p.m. Central, 3 o'clock here in the East, number of motion 347-857-4505. Hey, Twitter remains a 24-7 proposition, live on Podcast Jumbo when it works for you at AB Rights. And if you're taking along, as so many people are doing these days, for the live ride, you can also avail yourself of the PopNet chat box and or the Facebook page. It's whatever works for you kind of arrangement. And the great PCS crew are handling things for us, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML at headquarters. Show brought to you in part by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Also by Dunkin'. The universe still runs on Dunkin'. Get all your favorites safely with their contactless ordering app. Download it today. The universe runs on Dunkin'. And by your pals at PopNet. Arts, culture, conversation, on air, online, up and running 24/7. Yes, they do feature select editions of the Amy Beth Arkley Show and those robust roundtables. Hey, word or two about our show. It is growing by leaps and bounds. I'm not exactly sure why, but you're a big part of it. So thank you so much for taking along. The live listenership has grown the last couple of months. I guess folks have more time to do so. And the podcast listenership is also up because we're on a variety of platforms. And thank you so much for making the choice. I know it's a crowded one in Podcastlandia. So when you're part of our deal and we can have this great, honest, thoughtful conversation, I appreciate that you dig what we do because we're doing it because of you. So thank you so much for being part of it. It's always a great time together. You never know what we'll talk about, but we're going to take it all in. Lots to catch up on indeed. And it always is good to start with a little infusion of peace, love, and understanding because, boy, do we need it these days. Huh? Keep it going. Welcome aboard. Amy Beckhart.
As I walk through this wicked world, searching for light in the darkness of insanity, I ask myself, is all hope lost? Is the only
gather round people wherever you roam. And admit that the waters around you have grown. Accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are changing. Some writers and critics prophesy with your pen. And keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming. And the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are changing. Come senators and congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are changing. Come mothers and fathers throughout the land, don't criticize what you can understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can lend your hand. For the times, they are changing. The line it is drawn, the curse it is cast. Slow one now will later be fast. As a present now will later be past. Your old road is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are changing.
Your journey to this day did not come without challenges, sacrifices, determination, grit, sweat, and likely even a few tears.
Tear gas is now being fired.
An entirely peaceful protest.
Our entire society is engaged in a national endeavor to take care of the safety and well-being of our people.
You have to dominate the streets.
You are a wartime graduate.
Go inside now! Get in the hole!
In my own life, I found that my greatest personal growth has arisen from times of discomfort and uncertainty.
The Chinese government awarded Ivanka 7 new trademarks.
Hours later, she dined with the Chinese president at her father's Mar-a-Lago resort.
Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner earned at least $82 million last year.
Throughout our history, brave men and women have faced daunting challenges, and they have embraced the adventure.
President Trump was briefly taken to the White House underground bunker.
I had deferments because I had a foot thing, and I had deferment for that.
An 8-foot-high fence has been put up at the White House.
No person will be unchanged from living through this present hardship.
No!
To his classic, Out of Work, for the COVID era. I'm Amy Beth Arguisha, Forgotten 45 from Alice Cooper for Lance. School's out for all those West Point grads, all the grads, and vapid first daughter Ivanka, part of the cancel culture, so to speak, as her virtual commencement address was canceled due to her father's administration, which she's part of, mishandling of the COVID crisis, the racial unrest, and this whole Confederate business. You name it. Incompetence reigns in the Trump White House. But, of course, Daddy did give the speech at West Point. I didn't watch it, but some of our media mavens have a couple of reviews. We'll get to those in a couple of minutes. Also, we heard the mashup between Ivanka's words, vapid as they may be, and her talk about courage and strife, like she knows what she's talking about, juxtaposed with what's really going on in the world. The times they are a change in Tracy Chapman's great send-up to the Bob Dylan classic at the anniversary show, like 30 years ago, I think it was. Wow. Dylan just keeps on going. Peace, love, and understanding. We need that infusion from Elvis Costello. Here on the Amy Beth Arquish Show, happy to have you tagging along. Are you listening live on Saturday, June 13th? Please reach out. Twitter is AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. Should you be joining us for the live show, as well as the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box. Lots of folks chiming in. A couple of folks on the commencement address that Donald Trump just had to give. He had to give, despite the fact that all the cadets had already been dispatched to their homes. They already took their oaths. They could have done a virtual graduation, but he had to have them come back, and some of them did test positive for COVID. They were socially distanced, sitting apart from each other, and they were all wearing masks, much to his chagrin. But he gave the speech. I didn't see it. I don't know, but a couple of folks are chiming in with their reviews. Law says, well, Trump's trip to West Point was a waste of everybody's time and taxpayer money. It's a PR event that only served to show him barely able to read a speech. Well, we know that. Or drink a glass of water. And Catherine says, cadets seated space to port clear signs of neurodegeneration. Very meager applause, not the campaign video op that he had hoped for. Trump at West Point. Okay. He didn't get great reviews, but he never gives, you know, if it's a written speech, prepared speech, he doesn't, you know, he can't have it. But the big news, of course, is that he's going to start his rallies again, and it's coming up this week. It was slated originally for Juneteenth, which is coming Friday, which marks the official end when everybody knew that slavery was over, because it took a while back then. We didn't have all this mass media, so people knew they were actually emancipated on June 19th. It was originally slated for that date. He got a lot of backlash and decided to delay it to Saturday, the 20th, in Tulsa, in you know, a big stadium inside. Tulsa, by the way, just became a COVID hotspot. They have a whole outbreak there. There are 21 states that are seeing alarming spikes in the last week or so, and Oklahoma, particularly Tulsa, is one of those. So we'll see what happens. Of course, he's pretending that it doesn't really exist. He doesn't wear a mask. The folks around him very rarely wear masks, especially Mike Pence, who just can't wait to cling to that spot. It's despicable, but of course they're concerned for COVID. Magical thinking will just go away, except when it comes to people showing up to the rally, because there's a disclaimer on the website that says, you know, you're coming at your own risk. We're not responsible for any injuries or illnesses that you may contract while you're there. Ouch, a doodle doo, stay home. On the other hand, he's so desperate for this because he needs that infusion of the loving hordes to hear himself talk and get all that applause back. That's what he needs. He's missing it for the last few months. But he might hurt himself. It could backfire, because what if these folks are too ill to go to the polls in November? Crazy. And speaking of the polls, we got some bad news on that too. But anyway, let's go around the social media horn, see what you guys are talking about before I give you Michael Lumen Dune. Andy on Twitter says, "Dear racist, 4 years ago, the real Donald Trump promised you a whiter America. Instead, Confederate flags and Confederate monuments are being taken down, and Black Lives Matter flags are going up. How's that MAGA thing working for you?" I love it, Andy. Well, at least you're not pushing the polls. By the way, the polls, the latest, of course, is the approval rating is dipping. Somewhere between 35 and 38%, lowest it's ever been. But don't do a jig quite yet, because I just got a missive in my email box from the DNC talking about how Trump's approval ratings may be down. Joe Biden is leading in all of the polls throughout the country, it seems, statewide, you know, swing states as well as national polls. But, here's the big but, the enthusiasm gap, does this sound familiar from 2016, deja vu all over again, is great, unfortunately, in Trump's favor. Because 69% of Trump supporters are still with him in an enthusiastic way, which means they're going to walk over broken glass to vote, whereas Biden's enthusiasm is only about 34%. Uh-oh. Get on board, people. You may not love Joe Biden, but he's what stands between you and democracy. If we get Trump another 4 years, waving it bye-bye. We got to get enthusiastic. I hope he picks a good running mate, and we got to go for it. We all have got to get on board. This has got to be a movement, because we got to do it. Twitter, AP Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. Also in the mix, anybody else here? No. Okay. We'll go back to that later. We'll talk a little bit more about the cancel culture, but first, I don't know about you, but I can't take any more bad news.
Bring the bad news, no bad news. I don't need none of your bad news today. You're a sad little boy. Anyone can see you're just a sad little boy. Why you carrying on that way? Why don't you burn it all down? Burn your own house down. Burn your own house down. Try to cure your own disease. Leave the rest of us, there's a lot of us. Leave the rest of us who want to live in peace, to live in peace. I'm gonna find me a man, 11 so well, 11 so strong, 11 so slow. We're gonna go way beyond the walls of this. And we won't be afraid, we won't be afraid. And though the darkest may come our way, we won't be afraid to be alive anymore. We'll grow kindness in our hearts for all the strangers among us. Till there are no strangers anymore.
You want to know how I really feel about the coronavirus, Juan? If I get it, I'll beat it.
I want to tell you the truth about the coronavirus.
This is their next attempt to get Trump.
This is yet another attempt to impeach the president.
The fatality rate's just 1%. So who cares if it's 10 times more lethal than the flu?
The national left-wing media playing up fears of the coronavirus.
We're shutting down our country because of the cold virus.
Coronavirus fear mongering by the deep state.
The flu is showing much more of an impact on Americans than coronavirus. At worst, worst case scenario, it could be the flu.
All the talk about coronavirus being so much more deadly doesn't reflect reality.
The coronavirus is the common cold.
I feel like the more I learn about this, the less there is to worry about.
I was about to say the same thing.
A lot of people will have this, and it's very mild.
Children are not really affected.
They'll get better very rapidly. They don't even see a doctor. They don't even call a doctor.
But I am far more concerned with stepping on a used heroin needle than I am getting the coronavirus.
We can't err on the side of caution anymore.
That's the strategy of losers.
It's called the power of positive thinking.
It's a great time to just go out, go to a local restaurant.
Yeah. It's actually the safest time to fly.
This is the best country in the world to get coronavirus.
But maybe that's just me.
You think we're bad for America? You think I'm bad for America?
Yeah.
The Lincoln Project is responsible for the content of this advertising.
They sit at home to watch the show coming on the little screen. A man named Ike was in the White House, big black limousine. There were many shows to follow, from Hooters to Duty-ville. Though I saw them all, I can't recall which cartoon was real. The coonskin cap, Yankee bat, the hound dog man's big start, the A-bomb fears, Annette had ears. young man from Boston that sailed the new frontier, and we watched the dream dead end in Dallas. They buried in a sunset year. I know it's true. Oh, so true. 'Cause I saw it on TV. We gathered round to hear the sound coming on. They built their bombs and aimed their guns, and still I don't know why. The dominoes tumbled and big business roared. Every night at six, they showed the pictures and counted up the score. The light, he says, at the end of the tunnel was nothing but a burglar's toy. And them that was caught in the cover are all rich and free, but they chained my mind to an endless tomb when they took my only son from me. I know it's true. I saw it on TV. I know it's true. Oh, so true. 'Cause I saw it on TV.
my world. Billy Joel sleeping with the television on the Amy Beth Arkley show. I saw it on TV. John Fogerty, what a great song. Fox and Fiends, that's the Lincoln Project, having their way with the disinformation channel. And some of that stuff is deadly, what they're saying about and what they've been saying about the COVID pandemic, which, by the way, is still raging. That's because they don't talk about it. And believe me, it's not just Fox. They're not talking about it on CNN, MSNBC too much either because of the protest. It's crazy. And no bad news from Patty Griffin. It is the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Happy to have you taking along for the June 13th Saturday ride. And unfortunately, the bad news is the pandemic is still going on. And we're not at the second wave yet, I don't think. I think it's still the first wave. Several states, 13 states, I believe, have seen spikes in the last week or so. And some are saying it's due to the fact that they opened up perhaps too soon. People are being lax about social distancing and wearing masks. And, of course, we have the protests throughout the country. And we'll see if that, you know, it's a lethal convergence, the protests and the pandemic. Just because you don't talk about it doesn't magically make it go away. Trump wants you to believe that. And he's got his toadies out, like Larry Kudlow doing a jig saying there won't be another second wave. On the other hand, you have Dr. Fauci and other medical experts saying, yes, expect one in the fall, but this is not it yet. We're extending the first wave because of bad practices and bad protocols. And Trump, of course, is leading the way by having a horrible modeling of refusing to wear a mask himself and this whole business about having rallies. It's dangerous and could be very toxic and lethal to a lot of people. Scary stuff indeed. What say you? Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. If you find yourself stumbling in for our live Saturday, June 13th show, Facebook page, PopNet chat box, also available. PopNet chat box, Nancy chiming in. He says, Trump was what a jerk to go to West Point. He makes a fool out of himself because he doesn't even know how to deliver a speech. It's all about vanity. Yeah, the whole West Point thing didn't get such a great thing. But what do we think about the cancel culture? I'm kind of two minds on this. The idea that you want to censor things, like Gone with the Wind, for example, the 1939 Oscar-winning film has been yanked off HBO Max. They say they'll bring it back with some contextual material or notes about it. Of course it has racist tropes throughout that film. It was made during a time, it's about a racist era, it was made during a time when that was sort of allowed. But should you yank it off? Is there some value to that film? Is there some value to Birth of a Nation? I saw Spike Lee talking about it the other day, where he said as a film professor he shows the D.W. Griffith's very racist film because he believes there's some merit to it, and you also want to know the context from which this material was created. What does it say about our society then and now? So there's some important things there. They also canceled the long-running show Cops because of the violent content or the way cops were portrayed. I'm not really sure why. Live PD, same reason. And then, of course, Ivanka Trump got a cultural cancellation for her virtual commencement speech. But I'm not so sure that it's something to laugh about because, again, the culture wars are alive and well in this country, unfortunately. And Donald Trump will use this to his advantage. And I think we talked about this last week, and I think I saw also Spike Lee addressing this issue, the idea of defunding the police rather than calling it that. Why don't we just talk about police reform? Because words matter, and Trump will use it to skew the narrative his way and to try to scare people and do fear-mongering. He wants to be the next Nixon. I'm your law and order president, which is a joke anyway because he is such a big fat criminal. It's amazing that he would be the law and order president. But it could work. This kind of stuff could work. So there's something about that. And really, where do you draw the line? Because who's the one who's deciding? Who's the arbiter when you start canceling things? I mean, I'm a big believer in self-censorship and the idea that, you know, you can always change a channel. You don't like something. And eventually, if things are not popular enough, they will get canceled because of the viewership being so low. And that's how mores change, society changes, and we move on. But to have the network say this is not good, I don't know. I understand where people are coming from, where certain things are distasteful. But maybe we go too far. And maybe it's just a question of let it be die by attrition. And on the other hand, let certain things stand as a testament to the history of it and to what's wrong with it as well. What do you say? Alana says, we simply can't allow the Twitter mob and the cancel culture to dictate what we can watch. There are lots of people on CNN I don't like or agree with, but guess what? I can change the channel, and so can those who don't like Tucker Carlson. Yeah, okay. I'm okay with that, too. I kind of agree with that. But at some point, obviously, it's too simplistic because somebody does make the decisions, and when society dictates that this stuff is too old or outdated, they do roll things over. So it happens, but I'm just saying, can we go too far? And especially if you're playing into this election thing where people are, the Democrats are seen as the snowflakes and too politically correct, that can be a problem. that can't be a problem. On the other hand, you have a whole Confederate issue, right, with Donald Trump refusing to change the names of military bases. I don't even understand how this happened. It didn't even happen at the time of the Civil War. It was after the fact when they were trying to sort of make amends with the South and get people ginned up after World War I, I think it was, right, to rename these bases named after the losers. Usually the losers don't get credit. So it really is kind of murky on that regard. But why he's digging the heels in is because he obviously has the sense that if he doubles down, he will energize his base. Because most people, including a lot of Republicans, are all for that, including people in the military. Yes, let's rename it. Let's take down those statues. Let's put them in a museum. It's not. It's part of our history. It's crazy when you see Trump tweeting, if you don't understand, you know, if you deny your history, you'll be doomed to repeat it. Like he understands history or ever bothered to read it. That's a whole other story, but... there are places for it, and that's the point. Context matters, and it's a little bit out there. And then, of course, you have somebody like Lady Antebellum, the country rock band, which I happen to enjoy, but they're finally seeing the light of day that their name of their group, which comes from the Civil War, and now they're calling themselves Lady A, which was their nickname. Most people call them that. I've always called them that because I found their name offensive. They're finally saying, oh, yeah, we see the light now. They've been around for, what, 10 years? So some people are late to the game. NASCAR has decided to take down the Confederate flag, which, of course, is a real blow to some of their fans. There are a lot of fans who, I guess, love the Confederate flag. I don't know. I mean, I'm somebody from the North. I guess I never realized how horrible it was, how offensive it is to people. So the question is, yeah, sometimes some things it's time to go. But if we harp on it too much, this is the fear for the Democrats. Are we playing into Trump's hands? That's my question. What do you think? Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box, also open. Hey, they had a great thing the other day, something which should never be canceled, great music, and a tribute concert, which I believe is still streaming on YouTube through the rest of this weekend, I think, Sunday or Monday. It's Picture Show, the John Prine tribute concert. You can find it on the John Prine YouTube channel. A lot of folks got together. His widow, Fiona, was there. Their sons, who really have their dad's singing talent and look a little bit like him, too. It's kind of amazing. And some great folks, Jason Isbell, Sturgis Simpson, Bonnie Raitt, Bill Murray, Stephen Colbert were part of the introductions. And it was just a fun night saluting and celebrating John Prine's music and his spirit. And boy, oh boy, this man has a canon of work. I say it's sort of akin to the great short stories of, say, Raymond Carver. You know, a lot of interesting people that you might overlook if you didn't have their sensibilities. And John Prine certainly had a great way of looking at the ordinary and turning it on its head and making it funny and poignant at the same time. So great salutes. We'll start with one from Brandi Carlile. This one has a kind of resonant meaning these days. Give a listen. I'm Amy Beth Arquisha. We love you, John Prine.
And now, John's friend, Brandi Carlile.
Hey, it's Brandi, Tim, Phil. We miss Handsome Johnny, and we love you, Fiona, and we wanted to play you our favorite John Prine song. This is called Flag Decal.
But your flag decal won't get you in it.
know your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. We're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag decal won't get you into heaven.
I woke up this morning, things were looking bad. Seemed like total silence was the only friend I had. A bowl of oatmeal tried to stare me down, and one. And it was 12 o'clock before I realized I was having no fun. Ah, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. Well, last time I checked my bankroll, it was getting thin. Sometimes it seems like the bottom is the only place I've been. I chased a rainbow down a one-way street, dead end. And all my friends turned out to be insurance salesmen. Ah, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. Well, I sat down in the closet with all my overalls, trying to get away from all the ears inside my walls. I dreamed the police heard everything I thought. What then? Well, I went to court, and the judge's name was Hoffman. Ah, fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun.
The men who followed this flag 150 years ago knew what it meant. Treason against their country. The death of a United States. America defeated the men who followed that flag. Those with honor surrendered and cast it aside forever. So why does it keep showing up today at events supporting Donald Trump? And why does he call the folks who carry it very fine people?
I think there's blame on both sides, but you also had people that were very fine people.
What does it say that they're all in for Trump? What does it say that he won't condemn a flag of hate, division, and losers? For us, it says this is a time for choosing America or Trump.
Show Run to You. I finally wised up after all these years. America versus Trump. You choose. It's time for choosing. Bigotry or freedom for all. Think about it. A pair of Prine tunes, too. Illegal Smile, John Prine, an early one from the Mailman Delivers collection. Yeah, he used to be a mailman. Amazing guy, indeed. And Brandi Carlile and Company, the great version of John's classic. Your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. What a great canon of songs, and what a great spirit, and so many people love him. He's still underrated, though, in so many sectors of society. I keep running into folks who say, I never heard of this guy, I just discovered him. It's amazing how under the radar he has been, even though he's had a long career, sort of the singer-songwriter, if you know what I mean. But, oh, what a great artist. And if you haven't discovered him yet, dip into that collection. Go to YouTube, find it, and just start listening, and you'll just... you'll come away energized, invigorated, and a little more optimistic, because he took on the world's woes, but with a smile on his face and a tongue in his cheek, if you know what I mean. Check it out. I think you'll enjoy the music of John Prine. Creativity keeps you moving, keeps you young. It's the fountain of youth. Our Inspiration to Action Challenge success story shout-out today to Wendy in Montclair, New Jersey, who says, I've been doing the challenge for a long time. I'm writing a lot, mostly journaling. I'm getting nowhere, but it sure feels good. Hey, Wendy, you're not getting nowhere. It's a process. If you like it, you're getting something out of it. And keep at it, because something good's going to come. I have a feeling. Please keep it going, and please keep us posted. Inspiration to Action, has it worked for you? I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it. You're also egging other folks on. On the other hand, you need a little kick in the creative kick in the keister. Let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one is on me. Give me a couple of weeks to connect. And do so either way via the website. It's amybetharkawy, ArkAwy.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. And while you're there, you can also check out my stories, the Eliza Gordon mystery, some other goodies are up for grabs. You can also chime in with guest suggestions, big story and forgotten 45 requests. There are links to the podcast and social media connections, too. It's kind of like one-stop shopping at the website, amybetharkawy.com. But we don't have the shoes or the groceries. So let's go around the social media horn one more time. I love it when you guys are playing with me in real time. I really love it. Don't forget, all the shows, by the way, are archived for podcasts. Wherever you get your podcasts, you can check it out. From Mixcloud to Stitcher, iTunes to NetNow, BTR, Spotify, select editions to the Arts Radio Network and PopNet. We have some new shows coming up on Podstream as well that are more legal-oriented, criminal justice-oriented, I guess you could say. But anyway, let's go around the social media horn. A lot of folks chiming in about a variety of topics, I think. What do we got? Anything? I thought I knew where we're going. Cindy in the PopNet chat box says, Trump, it's all about vanity. He doesn't care how many people die. We're up to 115,000 or more deaths now by COVID, and it's raging in my state. I'm in Florida. Our governor's a fool, too. Yeah, it's not good in a lot of places, so just be warned about that. Look and get your own local statistics, but be careful and be warned. The spikes are happening, and they are real. Please take the right protocols and do the right thing for yourself to stay safe. That's all I can say. You know, there are certain things out there that we know work to some extent, like wearing a mask, social distancing. Some people don't want to adhere to it. And, of course, you get bad modeling from the top spot because Trump and Pence and other folks are acting as if it's a choice, like it's a cultural. It should not be a cultural divide here. It shouldn't be a red or blue deal, but it is. It's become that thanks to the poor leadership that we have. That's just the way it is. On Twitter, Frankie says, Trump wants to be the law and order president. What a joke. The man should be in jail himself. What about the Flynn deal? Yeah, I was going to mention this. The Michael Flynn case, it's not over yet because, well, Bill Barr decided to drop the charges against Flynn, as you know. We've talked about this before. Sullivan, who's the judge, hired on this other guy, Gleason, who's a retired judge, to look into it, and he came out with a scathing report and said it was preposterous and a severe abuse of power on the part of Bill Barr and the DOJ, so he thinks the sentencing should go on. But Flynn and company are trying to get the case dropped from the appeals court, so the Sullivan will be it'll be out of Sullivan's hands. According to those who watched the case, I guess on Thursday or Friday, I heard Neil Katyal, one of the legal experts on cable, was saying that it doesn't sound so good for the Flynn people, but who the heck knows? They're always pulling something out. And anyway, if it doesn't happen, it'll be pardon palooza before Trump sashays out of the White House, and we're hoping it's going to be come November. But we'll see what happens. The election is very much up for grabs. You got to push for mail-in voting. You got to see what's going to happen. They're going to try every which way but loose to steal this thing, and we do have the enthusiasm gap. So anybody who's on the fence, get the heck off that fence. You got to go with Biden because you can at least push him in the right direction and salvage and save this democracy. It's all very precarious. Let's not get complacent. Let's push, be vigilant, and go forward. I say this every darn time. I know it's like a broken record, but I got to do it because we all have to do it, and we have to take this seriously and get on board. It's not going to be fun. Tom, on Twitter, I guess there's been some talk about a shadow cabinet already. Who's Biden going to pick? And for the AG, the top choices for AG so far are Hillary Clinton and Adam Schiff. Imagine Trump's face if Clinton was AG or even Schiff. I don't know who started this, but either of those choices would be really amusing should that come to pass. But this is why, the fear there that Donald Trump has, too. He's so afraid of his own fat shadow and what might follow him in terms of legal ramifications. So it's not just ego, it's also legal concerns. He will stop at nothing, and he's got enough toadies around him. So we can't just pretend it's a done deal or it's a landslide waiting to happen, because it may not work out that way. Fight on, kids. Be vigilant. Be optimistic, but be vigilant. That's what I can say. Hey, thanks so much for joining us in real time. I always enjoy it. TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML headquarters, thank you so much for shepherding us through. Be on the look, listen, be on the lookout. We'll post social media notices when our next shows are coming up. But thank you so much for joining us. And in the meantime, please drive safe, play nice, dream big, and come back and see us, won't you? On the Amy Beth Arkwe Show, we've been celebrating this great new album that I've discovered from Jason Isbell and his new band, The 400 Unit. It's called Reunions. There's not a dud in the bunch. Some good stuff. Here's one called Running With Our Eyes Closed. Well, sashay out of here with Jason Isbell. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. Take care. I love you all.
You taught me to temper my anger, and you've learned.